Internet. Okay, fine. Ellie, you can hear me? Okay, cool. Jonathan, how is it? I can't see you, but I assume you're there if your picture's there.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, so it's just the three of us. I don't know what happened to everybody. Oh, yeah, somebody's coming in. So I don't know what happened to everybody over. There's Rob Shlomo. You're a bit outnumbered, yeah, Ellie, with the South Africans, huh?
Hello,
So I don't know where everybody is, but we're going to start anyway. Maybe people got upset because the 1 week I forgot about the shiur, the first week I'm almost clean forgotten I didn't come, and I only realized afterwards. So maybe people got upset. Very good. Okay, so we right at the end of the psicha, we discussed all the different benefits of a person who has betochen. We have one more to finish, and then we're going to start Perek Rishon, start getting into the meat of the sugya a little bit. So the last toeles in the classic volume of the Chovos Havos on the Shin Yud Ches, the achas toeles he shabatech b'Hashem sameach b'kol dova she'Hashem esavev alav gam im hu negativoi. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu, whatever he brings to a person, he's sameach with. Even if it's against his teva, that means even if it's not what he wants, Lord says it's not comfortable, it's not what he wants, it's not nice. Aval, the Baal B'tochen knows that it's coming from Hashem, so he's sameach with it. Why is he sameach? Because he knows that Hashem will only do what's good for him in all his inyonim. Like a merciful mother does for her son, she rochetzes bathes him and she diapers him and she binds him in the blankets. And she unbinds him sometimes when he has to wake up. Al kolcho, he doesn't always like it. Not every baby wants to bath. Not every baby wants to be tied up. But the child, the mother's doing it because it's what's best for the child. So he says very interesting here. What's pshat in the pasuk? He says here at the bottom in the paslechem, im lo shivisi, ato Hashem yodea ve'eid. It means Hashem, you know and testify what's good. Im lo hisapakti. His garbat yal tzari. If I don't mitapek, if I don't withstand and strengthen myself on matzah, the doimamti and I kept quiet. The reason why I was able to withstand the tzar and be able to mitgaber on the tzar and was able to keep quiet and not complain when there was tzar. Was because I understand that I'm in your hands. However, same as a baby knows that his mother, we know, the baby doesn't always know, but we know that the mother, you see a mother looking after the child, she's doing it for what's best for the child. Whatever's best for the child, that's what she does. So too, if I'm in your hands, Hashem, I know that you take care of me the same way as a merciful mother is taking care of her child. So it's not chashuv to repeat this and go over it. This is one of the main toeleses of a Baal B'tochen. In fact, if you only get this one right, you're in a pretty good place. Is no matter what happens, you samach, because you know, so ze mi Hashem, ze kol tova. Okay, so now he says like this. This is like the end of the Hakdama and the beginning of the welcome, Rabbi Ephraim. The beginning of the sort of the end of the psiche and the beginning of the Shara B'tochen Be'emes. He says like this: "Given Shabbayati is Toeles Abatochen Be'lokim Sha'ole B'rayoni." Since we've dealt with all the toeleses, the purposes, the benefits of B'tochen, we also saw the amazing benefits. That the qualities that the Baal B'tochen has over the person who can make the alchemist who can make gold out of cheap materials. We saw that. So he says, now that we've discussed the benefits of being a Baal B'tochen, and the pleasure that a person has from having B'tochen, Whether the benefits are in ruchniastic, in Torah avodas Hashem, there's enormous benefits. A person has betochen, he's much more able to be a ben aliyah, to be an oved Hashem. And also the enormous benefits you get for being happy and besimcha in this world. Now that we've done that, the next few months we're going to be learning seven divisions of betochen. And here he gives a brief summary, and Metz Hashem will start Perek Aleph now. The first one is Mahu Abitochen. He always does that. He always defines at the beginning of a chapter. He defines what the subject is. So you have to have a definition. What is Betochen? We're talking about it a lot, but do we know what it is? The second thing is Mahe Magoirmim Shebiglolam Hayemokan LeBetochen Al Bruim. The second chapter will deal with what are the causes which, because of those causes, a person, there's room to have betochen in something. In order for me to have betochen in something, that something that I'm having betochen has to fulfill certain requirements. So, what are those requirements? Gimel bi'ir ha'gdomos shebiglalam chayv adam liftoch be'elokim. In Gimel, he will clarify the introductions, the agdomas. That doesn't mean really agdomas; it means the principles, the fundamental principles. That as a result of those principles, a person is chayv liftoch b'Hashem. Up to now, we've been talking about betochen like it's an eitzah toiva. You know, it's a good thing to do, good advice. You know, you want to get through life, you want to be happy, you want to be noivid Hashem, you want to do things, so you have to have a bit of betochen. You know, things are tough out there, you got to have betochen. In Perek Gimel, he'll show us that it's actually a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv, it's something that a person's chayv to do. Ubiya chiyuv amutl ala odom la'asoik ba'ezem tzui kedel isparnes al yodoy. And that's very interesting because in the same breath, it says, and there also, when I'm telling you that you have a chiyuv to have betochen, I'm going to explain to you that you also have a chiyuv to make ishtadlus. Very interesting. I would have thought ishtadlus is it's a sort of a side discussion on the no. In the Perek Gimel, in the discussion where he's going to discuss and show you have a chiyuv to be a baal betochen, there in that chiyuv you have a chiyuv to make ishtadlus. Just in the hakdomiyah, the moedik inside that. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see. We'll go into that at length. In Dalet, he's going to deal with leizit dvorim yesh lishtamesh b'midas habetochen b'zei oifin habetochen mushubach. We'll see that not everything is a praiseworthy thing to have betochen. In Perek Dalet, he will explain to us those things which is good to have betochen, and it's praiseworthy to have betochen in. Ba'eza oifin humaguna, and in what way betochen can actually be despicable. We'll see that the betochen, having betochen in the wrong places and at the wrong time, is never mind. It's not a mitzvah, but it can be as he says, it's maguna, not a nice thing. So it requires discernment. As most things in Torah require discernment, you don't have betochen in everything. No, you have to betochen when to have betochen, when not to have betochen, in what things you do have betochen, in what things you don't have betochen, and he'll deal with that at length. Fifth, ma hu ha'hevdel bein hamisaskos bein tzir panosa shel adam abatech belokim lebein hamisaskos bein tzir panosa shel adam she'eni abatech belokim. One of the most fascinating subjects, Metz Hashem will speak this out a lot, very practical, very lamaisa, is what's the difference? He just mentions panosia, but it applies to everything.
Amazing
thing is, somebody goes to work in the morning as a baal betochen, and somebody goes to the same work in the morning, he's not a baal betochen. Why are they different? Where's the difference? Somebody goes to the doctor, or somebody goes to speak to their child's teacher. Somebody, in everything you do, you'll have a look, you'll see that the baal betochen is dealing with life very differently inside. On the outside, it looks like the same thing. The one guy goes to the polling station and he puts his little petek in the box, and another guy puts his petek in the box. They look identical. No, their mamas have nothing in common whatsoever. The Baal Betochen is doing what he's doing, and the not Baal Betochen is doing what he's doing, and he discusses this. And it's if I don't deal with it, remind me when we get there. It's a long way from now, but to go into some of the examples here that are ma'od ma'od alach l'maisa, how you have to think like, wow, you know, how am I going to deal with, how does the Baal Betochen deal with this situation? How does the Baal Betochen deal with Corona? How does the Baal Betochen deal with Panosa? How does the Baal Betochen deal with all the subjects you have to deal with? It's a very different world to somebody who's not a Baal Betochen. Okay, that's the fifth chapter. Six is Bira Tamim Amecheves Leganot Edaitam Shel Eila Sfurim. He introduces us to a certain group of people that he says you have to find them very, very negative. He says not nice things about these people. They first want to fulfill all their tithes and get all their money and get everything, you know, all into place, nicely take care of their physical world. And then they'll start being over Hashem. Eventually, when they get whatever they're yearning for in this world, then eventually they'll get there. They'll get to dealing with Avodas Hashem. These are the people that take a mashkin from Hashem. In other words, Hashem, when I get everything I want, then I'll serve you. It means he wants a mashkin. He wants, you give me $50 million and I'll start working for you. It means until I get what I want, I'm not prepared to do what you're asking me to do. Now, why that stuff in Betochen is not so poshut? This is something that's ridiculous, even if you're not dealing with Betochen. Somebody wants Hashem to first do what he wants before he'll do what Hashem wants. We'd have to see why Lama Zeh Kashur Lashara Betochen, Bichlal. I don't know, maybe that should have gone into Shara Vaidus Elokim. What's that doing in Shara Betochen, I don't know. But Metz Hashem, we'll see, we'll deal with that when we get there. The Kat HaLoikche Amashken. Bale Musa talk about this a lot. The person who wants first Hashem to give him what he wants a mashkin. He wants something to hold on to, so that if Hashem doesn't give him what, you know, then he's got something to hold on to if he doesn't get what he wants. And then he'll think about maybe, you know, doing Hashem a favor and he'll start serving him a little bit.
That,
he says
that's obviously a lack of betachon,
to almost lock these people in and to put them in their place. But don't do that till we've learned the sugya. And finally, we'll discuss the things that attract and prevent a person from becoming a Baal Betochen and which can destroy his Betochen. The Yesadorim and the Goyim Betochen and other ancillary things that are relevant to Betochen. And right at the end, we'll deal with the 10, Bekitze, he says, the 10 aspects of Betochen. We'll deal with that right at the end. But we want to start at Aleph, because that's where you normally start, in Aleph. We'll come back to all of these. These are fascinating things. Each one of these is big world, big fascinating subjects. And that's a shame. We'll do them as we get there. But he starts with Perek Aleph. And in Perek Aleph, he told us he would tell us what's Betochen. What is Betochen? Ma hi Betochen. So he says like this. Mehus haBetochen here, the essence, the mehut, the essence, the nature of Betochen is. Now, this is very interesting. Listen carefully to what he says. Menuchas haNefesh shel Baal haBetochen. It's the tranquility of the Baal Betochen. Now, I wouldn't have said that that's the essence of Betochen. I would have said that that's one of the consequences. Someone has Betochen is a Baal Menucha. He says no. That's the consequence of Betochen. That is Betochen. So you have to stop and ask yourself, how are we translating Betochen? I have Betochen, I have trust. I trust you, and therefore I'm calm because I trust you, and I know that you'll do what you would do. But that's not what he's saying. He's saying, you know what Betochen is? Betochen is the Menuchas HaNefesh. It's not a consequence of Betochen. It is Betochen. Betochen means you're tranquil. That means you have to translate Betochen differently. So the Mashgiach translated as being secure. Betochen means a sense of security. You feel secure. Not that you trust. For sure, you feel secure because you trust Hashem. That's obvious. But the Betochen, the essence of Betochen is that feeling of tranquility. And that's the barometer, and that's the feeling of security. When a little child's very nervous, he's at home alone, and he came home a bit early from school and there's no one home and his mom's going to come in 5 minutes and he's at home and he's alone and he has all these funny, you know, when you're alone at home, you start hearing funny noises and whatever, and he's very scared. And then he has the door opening, it's his mother. How does he feel then? He doesn't feel trust. He feels secure because mommy's here. He feels, oh, sure, that's Betochen. And that's very important because we've been brought up and trained to say, but it means trust. You trust Hashem, Betochen means just Hashem. Is that what he's saying? He he's totally reliant on the one that he is Boteach Alav. So now that track again, because now he's telling me that Betochen means you're relying, means trust on the one that you're Betochen in. So you have to know that the end result of Betochen, somebody who has Betochen, somebody who has Menuchas HaNefesh and Yishuv HaDas. How do you get there? By just trusting that the person you're having Betochen on, Shuhu Eises Ma'ash Hu Toiv Enochen Avure. You're dealing with somebody else that will only do good for you. This person that's in control of your life will only do good for you. Now that you know that, so now you can't. Now you have Betochen. Now you're secure. Bedava Shubot Chalov, depending on what you trust him for. Obviously, in accordance with this person's knowledge, ability to give you what's good for you. If you trust your bank manager to give you a shkanta, okay? You know, so you know this bank manager, you got protector, he's a good friend of yours. He told you you'll get a mishkanta, so you're pretty sure that you'll get a mishkanta. The guy has the ability to do it, and he wants to do it. First of all, who says it's good for you to get a mishkanta? Maybe it's not good for you to get a mishkanta. You want to get one, and he'll give it to you, but who says it's good for you? We'll see that you can't have 100% trust, because you have to start paying back, and then there's interest, and then there's this, and then you can't pay it, they'll take it away. A lot of different things that can take away from you since Yishuv HaDas and Menuchas HaNefesh. The real Yishuv HaDas and Menuchas HaNefesh you'll get when the person you're trusting has the ability to deliver and will keep promises. But the Ikka, which establishes the Betochen into the heart of the person. Ubushalado ein le betochen metzius. Without this, betochen doesn't have any reality. If you don't have this, you can't have betochen. That's what he's telling you. This is a rishon boy. He's not trying to fit in you with exaggeration. Ach ikka Hashem ikoyche nikba betochen beladom. The ikka that will call betochen to be established in a person's heart. Without this, betochen doesn't exist. Who's there? What is that? How much you pay to know this? If you don't have this, you can't have betochen. If you have this, you can have betochen. This is the ikka that it all stands and falls on. That you are completely in your mind, completely satisfied. You're 100% certain the one you're trusting, the one you're putting your trust in, will do what he says he does. So will do what he said he will do. He promised to do something, he'll do it. Now this takes it further. This, that's poshut. I think the Chovei Salavav is to tell me that. That's the whole ikka that the Betochen stands on. And if you don't trust that the person trusting will be able to deliver on his promises, then you don't have Betochen. That's for sure. And that's not a big chiddush. Where's the chiddush here? Obviously, without that, you don't have Betochen. You have to trust that the person trusting will do what he says he will do. Otherwise, why are you trusting him? But he says something else. It's Moryadik. And a lot of Hezbollahs. Va'af, this is the Ikka that if you have this, you can't have Betochen. Va'af yasa lo toiv ka'eli shelof tiyachlo. There's two things here. First of all, if you want to have betochen, and without this you can't have betochen, you trust that the person you're trusting in will do what he says, that he keeps his promises. But more than that, you have to have betochen, you have to trust that this person will do more than he promised out of chesed. Nedova v'chesed. He never promised you this. He didn't say he'd give it to you. What he said to do, he has to do. Otherwise, you can't trust the guy. Yeah, why don't you trust the, you know, the whatever it is, the guy who's coming to fix your air conditioner, why don't you trust him? Because he said he'll be there in an hour. And you know, he didn't switch you. He's on his way. I'm already standing at your front door. You know, meanwhile, the guy doesn't come for 3 weeks. You know what I'm talking about. And Ibaderech, you know. My kid once said to me, the guy that does the handiwork, yeah, one of my kids, he was 5 years old, whatever. He said to me, you know, the gachar must use a lot of delek, Abba. I said, why? He says, because he's bederech. He's on the way, but he never gets here. So he's driving around, must use a lot of delek. You know, so it was Yudah many years ago. Anyway, so of course you don't trust. When the guy says, I'll be there in an hour, so you waited. No, you go out. You know that you go out for another 3 weeks, the guy's not coming. For sure, to have trust in the guy's got to do what he says. But more than that, you have to know that he'll do more than what he said he will do, and he'll do even things he didn't say would do and he didn't promise to do. Now, why is that part of Betoch? Why is that an essential part of Betoch? And he doesn't say, he just leaves it that. He's going to pick this up later and he'll deal with this thing, but it's not a question. Why is that? It's not just a nice thing to know that if this person also does things for you that he didn't promise to do, so I more Betoch in him is a nice guy. No, he's telling you without this, there's no betochen. Without this, you don't know. So just as a beginning, we'll discuss this more, the reason this is essential is because like this, if you trust somebody, to own what's good for you. You trust Hashem. Let's talk Hashem now, even though he's not talking about Hashem Lamisa. You want to trust Hashem, so you want him to do what's good for you. Now, there are things that are good for you that he maybe never promised would do for you. But to really have trust in him, you need to know that he's your back. I mean, even though he never promised to do something, and he would do something, but if it's good for you, he'll do it, because it's good for you. If you don't have that, so then there's a in your betochen. Because it means he's not always going to do what's good for you. He'll only do what he promised. He didn't promise to do whatever else that you need. He never promised you that while you crossing the road and you weren't looking where you were going, that the bus that was supposed to knock this person down, whatever, got delayed 3 minutes because of whatever. And then the guy, he never promised to save you from us, but he did. Why? Because he's only doing what's good for you, and it's good now to be saved from being hit by a bus. So if you don't know that the person you trust is looking out for you and doing what's good for you, even though he never said he would do it, even though he never promised to do it, there's going to be a hole in your betochen. Means he does everything he said he would do. That's fine. But what about the things he never said he would do that are good for me that he never said he would do? You need to have that as well in place. But we'll see more as we go along. But that's the definition. That's the essence of betochen. Betochen means I'm calm. I know that
I'm just asking you, Rabbi.
Yes, Shlomo. Can you hear Shlomo?
Huh?
Can you hear me? Hello?
1 second. I've had a problem with yarring on my thing. I thought it was because of the Klitanesh Kodesh, but I've got it here as well. There might be a problem with my phone. There may be a problem with my Zoom and my phone. I don't know.
I think there's a problem with Zoom.
I did talk a few times, but you didn't hear me. But anyway.
No, now I can hear you nicely, though.
Yeah, okay.
You wanted to say something, Shlomo?
Yeah, I was trying to. Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you again.
Can't hear me.
Yeah, but it's cracking again. You see, there's a problem. Now, I thought it was just the Klitanesh Kodesh, but I'm at home now.
Don't worry.
He says there's a general problem with Zoom lately. Ah, okay. That might be a problem because it's a bit overworked, Zoom, you may say. I couldn't sign in. I was going to go in my computer tonight, and I couldn't even sign in. It said you don't have a network connection, and I do say everything's working. So it could be there's a problem with Zoom. But what's weird is yesterday people had a problem hearing me. That I solved. Today everybody heard me perfectly in the best midrash, and I think you're hearing me fine. But I can't hear. It's driving me nuts. And my groshiyot was very frustrating. I got onto a conference call to have the sound, and we used Zoom for the picture. But this is very, very frustrating. And I don't even know how do you start trying to solve this problem, man. Because the sound works. And if I listen to it anytime.share, it works perfectly. It's only on Zoom that I'm having this issue. So if Jonathan's right that this is a general Zoom issue, we have to get hold of Zoom and ask them what's going on because we pay for this. And I am worried because I want to hear what you have to say. Is it all? Maybe you can chat your questions. Or is that asking to my phone me? Phone me on my phone and we'll do it on the phone. I'll phone you now. 1 second. That's how we did the Gemara shit. No, if there's no feedback, there's no interaction, then this is a waste of time. This is, you can read and translate the Chavis of Ovis yourself. Your phone's ringing? Shlomo, I'm phoning you now.
Hello?
Good, all right.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I was wondering about what you said about that Hashem is not promising
because isn't the essence of Hashem that he does what's good for you? So therefore, why can't he say that he promising that's good for you? Because we know that's what Hashem does. He does what's good for you. Okay, he's not specifically talking about Hashem, yeah. He's like this. There's two things to have betochen. The person you're betochen in have to know that he keeps his mitzvahs. And also you need to know that he'll do things that he never promised that he would do, only out of chesed. Those are the two things that he's put on the table. So the first one's obvious. The first, he's not talking about Hashem. He's saying, This person, this creature, whatever you have trust in, in order for there to be a mitziut of trust, you need two things. You need to know that this guy is saying what going to do, says he's going to do. He's trustworthy in that. He keeps his word. But that's not enough. I thought that's enough. No, that's not enough. Yeah. You have to know that he also thinks for you that he never said he would do, and never promised to do, only because of a dove of a ches, just because it's a ches. Lo magielachat this, you don't deserve this. You don't. He never promised to give it, and he doesn't have to give it to you, but he gives it to you. Yeah. I'll give a simple example. Yeah, simple example.
Yeah.
Hashem promised you a shidduch. No, you never promise to get a shidduch. Any people that aren't, you never promise shidduch. No, yeah. So you get a shidduch. Oh, he promised you a house? No.
Yeah.
Many people live under bridges.
Right.
Promised you eyes, he promised you ears, he promised you all the things, the whole of Shara Bina. All the stuff to wake up in the morning, he promised you shoe. No, why does he give that to you? The Dove of a Chesed. That's what he's talking about. What he promised to give you, for sure, that's to give you. That's why we trust him. We know the Sheikh will come. We'll inherit land. We'll have Olam Haba. We'll have a Sheikh Haba. Hashem promised that. So we promised in the Torah we'll have. But there's some things he does for us that he never promised. So why does he do that? So that's it. Now, I would have known without Ovis and Avovis, that's an Ika without which you can betoche. It's nice to have. It's nice to know there's this person here that you know doing all these nice things to you. Oh, Mazik
Lubatochen. And it's only the end. Yeah, why you
require. So that he has explained. I'm just saying. So what I said was, in my own pshat, I said it could be a beginning. He's going to deal with this, but as a beginning of an understanding, is that if you know that it's good to have something, but he never promised he'd give it to you, and he's going to give it to you, then you're lacking in your trust. You can only have full trust if you know this person in the trust is looking out, he'll do things that are good for you just because of said. Even though I don't need it. And they've never done that you don't need it. Even though you never promised it. You walk your door to the open, and you don't know how you're going to pay the patron. And then he walks up and puts $10,000 in your pocket. He promised it to no. He didn't promise it to you. He has a chiyuv to give it to no. Why did he do it? Because he's got back. He'll do things for you, they're good. If you don't know that about the person, you don't have full baton in him. You'll be walking to the chuppah worrying, I'm going to pay the caterer. What's going to, don't worry about that, by the way. That's why I'm using that example. My first wedding, I got to the wedding, I didn't need any money. Someone was supposed to bring me the money, and I knew they weren't going to be able to get this. They had a brother's being in Bnei Brak, and it was a gun store, whatever. Anyway, as I took my daughter to the chuppah, he put the money in my pocket, disappeared. Now that I can trust, because that guy's not just doing what he said he would do. He does things just because he cares about you, and he's looking out for you. Now you really have to trust in him. That's what I'm saying. But we'll see. Maybe he says more later and we'll go into that. Okay, that's the end of Perik Aleph. Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll start getting into the into the meat of Betochen. He's going to discuss the seven conditions as a result of which a person has Betochen. The seventh would enable you to have Betochen in the person. Now, the seven things that will cause you trust another person, he says, are seven things. In other words, in Perek Aleph, he discussed what the Torah is, what the Torah is. And now he's going to discuss the seven things with which, if that person has those things, you can trust. And I find out how to solve this phone because I can't hear people are saying. I'm very upset. I thought it was just Eish Kodesh, and I was going to get another. But I see I'm with very good guitar now, and now it's doing this. So, Jonathan, if it's Zoom, I'll have Moshe got onto this one. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, good back. And to see who's in the Midrash, in the best Midrash, sort of Shlomo today, sort of Ephraim. And we daven very hard. See everybody back in Bezrat Hashem. You is Becky Corner. Meet you back, Yamob.
Thank you, Rav.
Yeah, well, you can't hear me, but Shkoyach, thank you.
Call to Shalom.